From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
To the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan, we're with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season, talking all things in the world of golf, from your local courses to what's going on the PGA and professional tours. 312-332-3776. If you want to jump on into the conversation, it is Masters Week. It is upon us. And we will talk with Teddy Greenstein coming up at 9:35 to get you the latest odds and wagers you should be making for the upcoming Masters. This segment is brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. So, Mike, as we look at everything that's going on right now, Augusta is upon us. It is one of the greatest times on the golf calendar. And it's strange, too, because you don't see this in many other sports where one of the first big events of the year happens so early on the calendar. And that's what you're getting with Augusta and with the Masters here in the early April. And you're getting the biggest event on the golf calendar.
It is. It's kind of almost like stock car when they do the biggest race of the year, the first event of the year. Yeah. You know, it's not our first, but it's in the early part of the season. And it is, like I think Tracy said it the best, it's like the kickoff, the celebration of golf to start the season for us, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line. So, you know, all eyes are going to be down there. And, you know, with everything that's going on in the ecosystem of golf right now, never has Augusta going to have a spot like it's going to have this week. In all my years of watching golf, being a part of it, going to Augusta, the spotlight is going to be so bright. And the whole world will be watching, and it's going to be must-see TV.
Yeah, and it feels like almost like a Jets and the Sharks out there down at Augusta.
Well,
right?
It does. I mean, without knowing it, I think LIV created a team event without knowing it between the PGA and LIV here.
It's like Ryder Cup tune-up.
Yeah,
for
come the villains, right?
Yeah.
I was chatting with a few guys in the office, and it's almost like the villains are coming home to Gotham City. We've got the Joker and the Riddler and the Penguin. I mean, Cam Smith wears a penguin on his shirt for crying out loud. So, you know, where's Batman and Robin? Where's Tiger and Rory? You know, so it's like the Raiders playing America's team. It's got all kinds of narratives and storylines, things that we're going to be so intrigued about. Like, are the LIV guys going to have to wear their team uniforms when they play? Is CBS even going to cover them? And where will these guys all be paired? I mean, the questions just keep coming and coming and coming. And there's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in.
Right. And with the LIV versus PGA Tour sort of rivalry, and again, like in golf, like it feels like you don't have team rivalries per se because, well, it's an individual sport. But in this individual event at the Masters, there is this extra added juice to it. Joaquin Niemann talked a little bit about it. He has gone over to the LIV Tour, and he talked about how there is going to be a rivalry there between LIV and the Masters, and just the tension between it. And he says, like, I think it's going to be more fun knowing that they hate us. And then you go to the majors and beat them. Like, that's what's fueling some of these LIV guys. And you look at someone like Niemann, I mean, young guy, 24 years old, and he's stirring the pot like this early on in the sort of the appetizer for the Masters right now.
Yeah, he is. And it's amazing that a guy that young is actually doing this. But I think it's rather revealing to look into that comment a little bit because I think subconsciously, everybody's thinking about it. Consciously, nobody really wants to talk about it or at least avoid it right now before they head into probably the most important week of the year for them thus far. But Yeah, it's an us versus them mentality that's going on within the ranks. It's there. They all know it. And they all want to beat each other more than ever before, because this is really the first time we're going to get to see Phil. We're going to get to see Patrick Reed. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if Patrick Reed and Rory were coming up 18?
I was just going to bring this up to you.
Yeah.
What? And we see it time to time with the groupings, that, and we haven't gotten the groupings yet for the opening two rounds, but what would be the juiciest sort of pairing?
Yeah.
The juiciest live to PGA Tour, because I think a lot of people think it's Tiger and Phil, but I don't know I don't think it is, because there is such a mutual respect between the two and an admiration. And let's be honest, like, Phil's kind of become irrelevant.
He really has. He really has. And I would, you know, right now, I think the hottest, you know, pairing might be Bryson DeChambeau and Tiger, based on the you know, that Bryson basically said he wished him happy birthday and he didn't even get a text back. Like, Tiger's dropped him as a friend.
Right.
So wouldn't that be interesting TV to see? I mean, speaking of Phil, you know, do you stick him with Bryson? Do you stick him with, you know, any of these other young up-and-comers to put him into the barbecue, to have, you know, somebody really, you know, fillet him? But I think the Patrick Reed, Rory Brooks pairing would be awesome.
That's exactly what I was going with there, too. I think you put Patrick Reed, we know, boy, can he stir a pot there. And then Brooks is Brooks, and then you put it with the guy who has planted his flag on the PGA Tour side of things, like, that to me is the perfect sort of trio of, you want to really fuel it. And honestly, I wonder what it does between the ears for Rory if they were to do something. And I don't think Fred Ridley and company and Augusta National would do something like that to someone like Rory. Maybe one, not both.
Right. And you know, wouldn't you love to be a fly in the wall when they're making the pairings and discussing this down at Augusta? Oh, would I just, that would be amazing to listen and hear the strategy and philosophy of what they're doing and why they're doing it and to whom they're doing it to. But I think they're going to be very, very strategic and wise, as Augusta always is, as to put the guys where they need to be to best perform, or at least have the best chance to perform. But yeah, there's just some great pairings out there, and I can't wait for this thing to get started. And our precursor is the women's amateur. Already we've gotten a little bit of taste of looking at the golf course yesterday, because everybody was playing a practice round.
We'll get to that in just a second, but first I hope that they don't try to avoid controversy here and say, all right, there's 18 live guys, we're just going to make six threesomes for the opening two rounds. I hope to God that is not what happens.
Well, agreed. And honestly, if you are one of the big upcoming stars, you're Cam Young, how would you like to be paired with Cam Smith?
Yeah.
Does that become a huge distraction? Are you intimidated by him now? Because he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good. I don't care where he plays, whether he plays the Asian Tour, the PGA Tour, the Canadian Tour, or LIV. The guy is one heck of a player.
Right.
So that, where do you put a Cam Smith? Where do you put a past champions? Do you put the LIV past champions together? But I hope Augusta puts one LIV player with other past champions.
Yes.
Past champion LIV players with other past champions.
No doubt about it. And that's the way, like, listen, you want to build your sport. You need a little drama to do that. Like, everyone loves a villain, and LIV is the villain. And if you're going to ban the villain, then I think you're, quite frankly, you're doing both entities a disservice.
And, you know, if I'm Greg Norman, I'm making sure that these guys have LIV either on their caps, shirts, or they're at least, the very least, they're wearing their team uniform. So everybody goes, what's that? Well, it's the Fireballs logo, or it's the, you know, the four aces. So people are going to start to see logos like, what is that? Is that a company? No, that's their team.
Right. Because a lot of these guys have had their sponsors dropped.
Well, and a lot of them had them dropped because the way this team philosophy is, each team's going to have their own apparel company.
Right.
Now, maybe the same apparel company might fund the entire league, but they're also free because it's no different than, you know, a franchise saying, instead of using, you know, the Wilson baseball gloves, we're going to go with Rawlings, or bats, we're going to go Louisville Slugger versus Marucci. You know, it, so they can make that decision as a team, and that's a lot of reason why these guys have lost their endorsements, because they want to be free to do what's best for their team.
Right. No doubt about it. All right, 312-332-3776. You got a thought on what is about to take place at Augusta? I do want to play this, too. This was at the LIV Golf press conference for their event that's taking place this week. This was so the way that they do it is there's these team press conferences. So up there, it was Brooks, it was Bubba, it was Patrick Reed. And this was Bubba and Brooks talking about, is it awkward with the PGA Tour players, with the Masters looming this week? It starts with Bubba Watson, and then it funnels into Brooks Koepka. Here's what they had to say.
I'm going to be honest, man. It's only awkward in the media.
Yeah.
I've talked to people that are going to be there. I've already I'm going to sign up with Jason Day and Cam Young in the par three. Some guys have already asked me to play some the practice rounds. Media is the only one that is pushing it. I'm not. I have nothing against anybody. If you change jobs, I'm not mad at you. If you start reporting for somebody else, hey, man, it's a better decision for you and your family. Have at it.
I think that's one of the big things. I mean, down at Jupiter, we see each other. I was just with Rory and JT yesterday. So, and Keegan was there. I mean, we see each other quite a bit. So, I mean, there's a lot of conversations. I was talking with Rory for probably about 30 minutes. It's about the ball, all the other stuff that's going on, just
life.
It's not as where no one's angry at anybody, from what I've seen.
You know, Rory himself has been pretty outspoken,
protecting his entity, man. He's protecting his business, which is fine. That's
but
we
that
all do it.
Yeah, but I also don't think that means anything personal with any of us. I mean, I've had relationships with them for, I don't know, I've known JT since we've maybe, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, maybe. Rory for, I don't know, last, 10 years? So it's not anything. We don't see each other normally on a normal basis.
So they're kind of downplaying maybe the rivalry aspect of all of this. But to that, I would say, like, it's one of those things where you can be friends off the course, but inside the lines, these guys don't like each other. And I think Joaquin Niemann, his portrayal of this is probably closer to what it is, in him saying that, listen, they hate us. Maybe we don't hate them, but they hate us.
Yeah, and I mean, you're bringing them to court. I mean, Rory was served on Christmas Eve. Let's, you know, these things did happen. So there's going to be some animosity. And I have to believe that the LIV guys, once they read what Joaquin said, they're like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why are you stoking this fire? I mean, we should just come in, you know, do our business and leave quietly. But, you know, he began to bang the drum. So, you know, he basically said what's really on everybody's mind, I think, is the long and short of it. And I think Brooks and Bubba are trying to just kind of, you know, calm the situation down a little bit so it can be as normal as it can possibly be. But this week is going to be anything but normal.
Right. And if the opening press conferences are any indication, I mean, Cam Smith's the only LIV player that's speaking.
That's right.
Right now.
And that's on Tuesday.
And that, to me, spoke volumes about, and again, like, this is a LIV tour that, I mean, one of their mottos is, like, play loud, right?
Right.
And they're not going to have a chance to sort of express that here. And I'm sure that does not make Greg Norman happy.
No. And in fact, you didn't even really get, if you want to play golf but louder, I don't consider Cam Smith a loud guy.
Not
I mean,
at all.
You may have just picked the perfect guy to say, hey, we have LIV representation in the media room.
He's got
this year.
Status, but also doesn't say a whole heck of a lot.
And that is the perfect Masters guest this week as far as when they consider the LIV field.
All right, so we've also got things going on with the drive, chip, and putt, as well as the women's. That's taking place down at Augusta right now. A lot of crazy stuff as sort of the precursor to the actual event that is going to start on Thursday.
Yeah, how the years have changed. You know, it used to be just a 7-day week event, and now it's turned into what really starts essentially yesterday with a practice round, with the ladies having a chance to go on out and play a practice round, and they're out on the course literally right now playing their final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We have Rose Zhang, who is leading. She's at 10 under now. She's made a few bogeys today, but I'll tell you what, this girl, her future is so bright. She has won 9 times in 16 starts at Stanford and is only 2 wins away from breaking Tiger's record of 11. And he did it in 36, if I'm not mistaken, 36 starts. So this Rose is number one in the world for a reason, and she has come in here with guns a-blazing. Although after her practice round yesterday, she did say she was spraying the tee ball a little bit, and it must be doing that a little bit today. But she currently still has a 5-shot lead over Jenny Bay from the United States, and then Sweden's Andrea Lignell is -5. And it's not often you see a left-handed women golfer at this level, and that's Andrea. So they're all fun to watch. They're great swings, and they can play. And what they're doing on this golf course, the future looks very, very bright for ladies golf. And then tomorrow, we have the annual drive, chip, and putt. And if you remember last year, we had a gentleman from Hinsdale win his age division. This year, Illinois is sending 4 kids with Martha Kuahara going back to defend the fact that she's returning, but she's got redemption on her mind.
Yeah.
She didn't do as well, but she really feels strongly that she's going to be able to do well and win. We had her at the Chicago Golf Show. She put on a little bit of a putting clinic with us at the longest putt, showing us that she's got skills, no doubt about that. But joining her will be 13-year-old Ben Patel from North Aurora, William Comiskey from Hinsdale, he's 11 years old, and Emery Munoz, 7-year-old.
Wow.
Can you imagine being 7 years old and going to Augusta? I in my wildest dreams, I couldn't.
Nope.
But we wish these kids all the best. I can't wait to see, and hopefully Illinois brings home another champion.
Yes. Good luck to all of those traveling down there, and look forward to watching all of that take place this week. All right, when we come back, we're going to cue you in on the CDGA Masters Fantasy Golf event that's taking place right now. How you can join, and we'll pick our teams. All of that coming up next. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Do, da, dip it in. You can go with this, or you can go with that. You can go with this, or you can go with that. I think you go with this, because this is kind of fat.
We are going to pick our CDGA Fantasy Golf lineups in just a second here. New format as well. So if you've played in the past, it is a little bit different this year. So we will brief you on everything there. But first, we do want to give some stuff away. And by the way, this segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. We do want to give away some stuff straight from the source, straight from Augusta.
Straight from Augusta National.
We've got some cool stuff to give away here. All right, we've got a couple of Masters hats and a Masters valuables pouch. So it's like one of those pouches that you clip onto your bag, you put your phone, you put your wallet, maybe you put some tees and stuff in there, or keys.
Yep.
And it's straight from Augusta. It's a Masters valuable pouch. It looks awesome.
It does.
You brought the box in, and I wanted to keep it.
I'm sure.
But we want to give it out to you. So here's what we're going to do. Callers 10 and 15 will get the Masters hats along with a Masters journal, and caller 20 will get the Masters valuable pouch along with a Masters journal as well. So callers 10, 15, and 20, you're going to walk away with some master swag here. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. We're also going to talk to Teddy Greenstein coming up in about 10 minutes. He'll get you all the latest wagering action that you need to be briefed on for the Masters this week. But Let's get into our fantasy golf and our lineups that we're going to be picking here for the upcoming CDGA Fantasy Golf League. This with the Masters. All right, so what you do here, all right, there's four different groups of golfers. You've got Group A, that's like your elites of elites. You've got Group B, Group C, and Group D. Group A, you pick three and an alternate. So you pick three guys and then an alternate in case someone has a late scratch or something of that sort doesn't make it to the tee box. Group A. Group B, you're going to do the same. Three plus an alternate. Group C, you're going to take four plus an alternate. And then Group D, two and an alternate there. These are the prizes that you're going to get if you place among the best here, all right? If you finish 16th through 20th, you are going to get a CDGA partner pack. If you finish 14th and 15th, you are getting a zero friction bundle. 13th, you get a 12-month Golf Pass Plus membership. 12th place, and a $100 gift card to the CDGA member golf shop. 11th, and a $100 gift card to PGA Tour Superstore. 10th, and a $125 gift card to the CDGA member golf shop. 9th, a foursome of golf at the Den at Fox Creek. 8th, a foursome of golf at Fox Bend Golf Course. 7th, a foursome at Harborside. 6th, a foursome at Sunset Valley. 5th, a foursome at Glenview Park. 4th, a foursome at Bowes Creek. 3rd place, you get four any day grounds tickets to the 2023 BMW Championship this year, taking back here in Chicago. 2nd place, you get a zero friction Wheel Pro golf bag. And 1st place, you get a Tour Edge Exotic 723 Series driver. So some great prizes here on deck. I'm looking right now. There's already 56 entries. We haven't even really talked about this.
We haven't even announced it yet.
And there's already 56 people in this contest right now. So we are looking forward to having you all join. And Mike, this is a CDG. You must be a CDGA member to play. So tell everyone how you can sign up. You go to cdga.org and...
It's just $40, and you get all kinds of benefits, but this is one of our most participated benefit or event of the year is fantasy golf. We do, yes. Like you said, we do the four majors and the BMW. Last year, we had 22,000 members participate, of which there are around 7,000 or 8,000 that were basically unique to it. So, you know, from a member penetration, this is just an amazing game for us, and it's so loved. So with all the feedback we got, we decided to change the software a little bit. So now for the first time, you're going to be able to actually see your team move as the players make birdies and bogeys, eagles and pars. And as you compete against the other people that are in the pool, but there's also an ability for you to make your own friends and family area so that you can have your own pool within the pool, if you will. So we're excited about this. We think this is an amazing upgrade to what is already a very popular game.
And think about it, like, you can join for $40 and you may luck your way into a driver.
That's right.
A brand new driver.
Right. And then if you go to our members golf shop online, you can make a few purchases today that will easily justify the $40. And then all the rest of it, the magazine that comes to your home six times a year, you know, and the ability to play in a whole litany of different events and access golf courses that you might not otherwise have the chance to play when you participate in some of our member days. When we go to Point of Woods or Lost Dunes over in Michigan or Starberry Creek up in Wisconsin. Or Flossmoor Country Club, for example. And we have openings still left. If you never played Flossmoor Country Club, treat yourself. Become a member. Go there. And even the guest fee to play at Flossmoor would be justification for a CDGA membership.
Yep. All right. So real quick, only got a couple minutes here. Let's go through our picks for the Masters Fantasy Golf. Who do you have in Group A?
Well, I'll start with my alternate. Unfortunately, Max Homa is going to sit on the bench, but ready for action at any point. But my top three are Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Cam Smith.
All right. You went with a villain there.
I did.
All right. Here's who I went with. I've got Justin Thomas as my alternate, and then I'm going with John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and Victor Hovland. I do think this is the year that Vic breaks through and wins a major. All right. On to Group B. Who do you like?
In Group B, Colin Morikawa, best iron player on tour, arguably. Tony Finau and Cam Young.
All right.
I picked him last week. He made it to the championship, didn't come through, but I think that week was great for him. And my alternate is Sam Burns.
All right. I've got Sam Burns in my starting lineup, along with Colin Morikawa and Cam Young. And then my alternate is Ju Young Kim. On to Group C. Who do you have there?
I've got Corey Connors. He played well last year. He's having a great week this week, so I'm gonna bet on Corey again. Mm-hmm. Jason Day, he is playing some great golf. Yeah. He's healthy. He's as good as they get when he's healthy. Billy Horschel had another great week down in Texas at the match play. I picked him. And then I picked Batman. Superman is coming. Tiger Woods.
All right.
I had to put him in there. Big stars do big things on big platforms, and this is a big week. It doesn't get any bigger for Tiger Woods. The guy's going to come through. He's at least going to be competitive, in my opinion.
So we actually have zero overlap in our Group C here. I've got Tommy Fleetwood, Shane Lowry. I went with a youngster in Sahith Theegala, Siwoo Kim, and then my alternate is Seamus Power. All right, on to Group D, just two and the alternate. Who do you have there?
I've got Mackenzie Hughes.
Have him as well.
And JT Poston, because he, too, had another great week last week, and I went with an alternate from the LIV, Taylor Gooch.
All right. I went with a different Taylor as my alternate. I have Taylor Moore. Kevin Kisner is in my lineup, and then I've got Mackenzie Hughes as well for Group D. Lots of fun. Always fun to track. Had a lot of fun with this last year. Hope to have a lot of fun with all of you as well. Again, sign up, cdga.org, to get in, and it's just $40, and you may find your way into a new driver, new golf bag, or some foursomes or tickets to the BMWs.
And Jersey Mike's has put up 5 sandwiches, goes to the winner between you and I.
All right. There we go.
You could have Jersey Mike's for a week, all the way to the next major.
Yeah, exactly. All right. When we come back, we will get the latest wagers to make from Teddy Greenstein over at PointsBet. That is all coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Teddy Greenstein coming up next here on the CDGA Golf Show.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Away from the Masters right around the corner. Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan with you here on the CDGA Golf Show. This segment sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our 3 Chicagoland locations today. With a major on the horizon, there's only one person to check in with on the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet joins us here on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Teddy. Thanks for joining us.
Tyler, Mike, how we doing? The poor Valero Texas Open just gets shafted this week, right? As we just skip right over and talk about Augusta.
Yeah, are they playing in Texas? No. Yeah, actually, they got weather delayed yesterday. But
oh, even worse.
Yeah,
everybody's going to be looking and saying like, "I can't be here on Monday. Get me out of here."
That's right. That's right.
So, Teddy, before we dive into the Masters, real quick, with everything that's taking place down in San Antonio right now, do you have any sort of strategy when you are trying to wager on guys that are maybe playing through some weather delays or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I've never really thought of it in those terms. That's an interesting one. I mean, this is an unusual week in that everybody is thinking ahead to next week. So maybe you could go with the sort of distracted golfer theory, but it's hard to get in these guys' heads, isn't it? I mean, looking at, you know, where we have our odds right now for the Valero, certainly Corey Connors is up there and he's in the Masters field. There are 11 players, as you probably mentioned, who are playing this week and next week. But that's just so hard to guess. Maybe the richer guys you can bet on, because they're going to have the private jets, so they're going to be the less stressed players come Sunday, and if it spills into Monday.
What about a guy like Eric Cole, 34-year-old rookie, but he has won 56 times on the mini tour? Does that factor in how they set odds in a situation like we have at the Valero Open?
He won 56. What events was he playing?
He was playing all these mini tours. That's wow. He is the kind of, what do they call him, Crash Davis of the of the mini tours. But yeah, he's a rookie this year. 34 years old. He's the son of Bobby Cole and Laura Baugh. But it looks like he's coming into his own now.
He just had to get up and down. That was the Honda, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
I had a friend and points bet client who bet him top 10, top 5, and had him to win that week. Oh. That client, he made $18,000.
Oh, wow.
On the top 10 and top 5, and would have made 40 grand if he gets up and down on 18 or if he wins it in the playoff. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Eric Cole this week plus 2,500. So he's far down right now. Patrick Rogers plus 240 and Corey Connors plus 400. So that is certainly an interesting one. A guy who was not on my radar screen until about 6 weeks ago, but was certainly on your flight.
Yep, absolutely. I'd love to see that kid, you know, make. I say kid, but he's 34. but yeah, he's looking at, this could be a big event for him. If he finishes strong, he's got a chance to get into these designated events next year. He's already 47th now in the earnings, and he's only going to continue to creep up.
We've got the Eric Cole hour. By the way, Patrick Rogers must have just done something good because he is down to plus 250 outright the rest of the way. So good for him.
Yeah, Patrick Rogers, as we speak, 11 under, 3-stroke lead down in San Antonio. All right, let's get to the Masters, though, here. The big one coming up starting on Thursday, Teddy. And if you look down the odds at 55-1, you find a familiar name. You don't find value in this guy like this very often. But Tiger Woods, are you expecting him to be the most wagered on golfer for this Thursday?
Well, not for outright. I think our bettors are probably a little savvier than that. They're going to be looking at the top three with Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Jon Rahm. Those guys are all lumped in super tight. Scheffler is plus 700, Rory plus 750, and Rahm plus 850. But I am sure we'll take a ton of action on Tiger top 10, which is yet to be priced, and Tiger to make the cut, which is yet to be priced. I was looking at last year, and what I could find was that he was about plus 170, as high as plus 170 to make the cut last year, and of course he did it. If you guys all recall, we didn't even know if he was going to play, and then he was on property, and of course it was his first event back. And then he played really well up until the third round when he had a 4-putt and a bunch of 3-putts. But he made the cut last year. I also had forgotten how tough he played last year. He made the cut, which, by the way, was 4 over par last year. I don't think it'll be as tough this year just because they're expecting rain. Flip side is the 13th hole could play, you know, maybe not a half shot harder, but maybe like 0.2 or 0.3 harder, because as you guys know, they're moving that back some 20, 30 yards.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It went back. In fact, I think it went a little bit more than that. It went from
35.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On that par 5.
That par. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of new strategy there, because there's going to be some guys that will still be able to get home in 2, but then there's going to be others that just they can't, so they're going to have to play a different strategy for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, look, obviously you can make birdies. I mean, Zach Johnson famously did that, that the shorter hitters, you know, hit wedges in there and can make birdies that way. I've heard also that for guys who go for it, there's more area to the left of the green to miss. So the Augusta National guys, the green jackets are giving the players a little something back. It's going to be, you know, maybe two clubs longer going in, but they're going to have a little more wiggle room near the green.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the guys talking about how, okay, we usually go 3-wood off here, but now we're going to have to go driver off of the 13th tee. And does something like that maybe lend you to stick with some of these longer hitters?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, you guys probably know this. Last year, I thought this was so disappointing. Number 15 yielded a grand total of 0 eagles.
Yep.
I mean, normally in the Masters, you know, there are five or six eagles made on 15, and it was zero last year. So if we see that at 13, that's going to be really sad because, you know, people want to see birdies and eagles, and this is not the U.S. Open. They want to be entertained, and they want dramatic swings. That's what's made the Masters so great. You have all these risk-reward holes where guys can make, you know, three through seven. Or on number 12, where we saw Tiger make, you know, a 10 a couple years ago. So hopefully that's not going to be the case, and the strategy will be interesting. I mean, based on the 13th hole and 15, you want right-handers who can hit draws,
right?
Because then they can hook it around and get extra length, you know, on the rollout.
Yeah, and you know, your point about 15, they lengthened that last year, and to your point, they didn't make any eagles. And there's something special about when the guy does make eagle, the roar of an eagle versus a birdie at that
exactly
those
right
hallowed grounds down in Amen Corner down there is like no other. And boy, I hope you're right that it still can yield some eagles. But guys can move the ball right to left with a three, what a hell of a lot easier than the driver for sure.
Yeah, I was on property when a double eagle was made about 5 years ago. It was Louis Oosthuizen.
Oh.
And I'll never forget it. Rick Morrissey and I were walking along the first fairway, and it was a roar like, you know, like a Richter scale quality roar. And I was like, oh, my God, did somebody just make, you know, birdie or eagle? And I think he might have even said, like, or something even better. Like, it sounded like it was, like, the loudest thing we'd ever heard. So it is, I mean, hopefully you guys have been there, because it's the only place left probably in the world where people are not looking down at their phones. Like, you find out what the scoring is based on the roars, and then the manual scoreboards change eventually. But it's unlike any other place on the planet now where you cannot take a cell phone out there.
Teddy Greenstein's our guest here on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. All right, so you mentioned when I asked you about Tiger and the odds there, but you opted to go to the top with Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Jon Rahm, all of them at 8.5 to 1 or shorter there. Who do you like coming out of that group at the top? Do you even think that the winner of this is going to be coming from that top three?
Yeah, I'll probably put some on Rory. It would just be such a great story. I mean, he's who most of golf will be pulling for. Everybody loves Scheffler as well, but he won it last year. You know, Jon Rahm, you know, has the one major of the U.S. Open and didn't contend in any of them last year. Jordan Spieth is down to 16 to 1, and then you've got Cam Smith at 18. You know, a big factor. Everybody's going to be extremely curious to see how the live guys do. And I think one of the strategies that I'm going to implement is fading those guys in round one, because they're just not getting the competitive reps. So I think people are going to be looking to the live guys to be shooting some bad numbers in that first round. You know, I'm very much hoping for Cameron Young to do some great things, because I got him last year at 150 to 1.
Wow.
And then I'm also going to be hoping for Patrick Cantlay. I have him this year plus 650 to win any of the four majors.
Yeah,
you know, one guy I was looking at, this one surprised me, Matt Fitzpatrick, 40 to 1, which maybe you don't like him to win because maybe you think he doesn't have the length, although he's pretty sneaky long. But, like, if he's 40 to 1, you might be able to get him on a top five at, like, 8 to 1. And, I mean, Matt Fitzpatrick hasn't done great at the Masters, but he's been respectable. You know, T34 in 2021, T14 last year. So I think that's somebody who I'm absolutely going to take out of top five and top ten.
Yeah, the one thing with Fitzpatrick is that he has struggled this year a little bit, and it's been a little odd. But that may be when to strike, because he has had a little bit of a down start to this year, but he is a major winner from a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, he's savvy. He's an amazing putter, as we know, and the Masters, that's what it requires. You don't have to be long off the tee. It's second shots and short game, and he certainly has that.
He certainly does, and that the bet you've made with Patrick Cantlay to win a major, I think, is a great one, because I don't think he's going to win here. I do think he'll win at the PGA, and I do think he's going to have a major this year under his belt.
Yeah, and I'm just looking on our site right now to see if we're still offering that. If we're not currently, I'll make sure to get it back up there. Let's see, player major specials. Yeah, so we are offering this. So, for example, like Rory McIlroy is plus 200 to win any major. Let me see if the Patrick Cantlay. Oh, Patrick, the number is plus 600. Cam Young plus 600. So I think this is a really fun bet. It's sort of like betting, you know, over under win totals on the Cubs or the Sox, where you get a lot of value out of it. You know, this one you could, you know, you'll still be in there until August unless your guy cashes earlier.
Right. Teddy, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the Masters this week, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy it, guys. Have a great week. Take care.
Teddy Greenstein from PointsBet joining us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Always fun talking with Teddy, getting you everything you need to get ready for the Masters. When we come back, we will go around the CDGA, everything that's going on right now, and who are you picking to win as well for the upcoming Masters? We'll do all of that when we come back. This is the CDGA Golf Show. This segment sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
Thank you to Jake Cantu and to Tracy Butler, as well as Teddy Greenstein, for all of their help with today's show. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, if you missed any of the show, check it out on the podcast feed, the CDGA Golf Show on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. All right, before we go around the CDGA real quick, I do want to give out a Masters pick from each of us. So who do you like to be wearing the green jacket on about a week from today?
I think it's Rory's time. I think Teddy's right. This, again,
all those top fives last year. Yeah.
And I mean, he will have the world pulling for him. Everything that's gone down with Liv, I mean, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, Tiger may be Batman, but Rory's Robin, and he's here to save the day for the PGA Tour. This is all he's been doing. I just think he is going to, the fans, or the patrons, I should say, at Augusta, are going to will him to his first green jacket.
All right. That's a good pick right there. I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa this week.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and like with the iron play and with some of these, the new hole design on 13 as well, like that could be something that really plays to his advantage. So I'm looking forward to the Masters, and it is right around the corner. Real quick, you got about 45 seconds here. What do you got for us around the CDGA?
Well, again, May 20th, we just announced a $1 million opportunity to make one hole in one. One shot, one attempt for anyone that's helping us raise money for the CDGA Foundation out at Ziegfeld Troy. So CDGA.org to find more about that. And then as far as some of our member perks, you know, with it being golf season, some of our friends at Bowes Creek are offering a Monday to Wednesday before noon, $57.
All right.
And then Lou Ramadani out at Fox Bend is offering for CDGA members a $80 twosome rate, includes the cart. It's Monday to Friday, a twosome, $80, includes cart.
So that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, so right there, you just, God, that just gets you wanting to play.
Yep, right around the corner. All right, this segment has been brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. We will be back with you next Saturday talking all things about, we will have a Masters cut in the books.
That's right.
We will be watching the Masters live in studio as well. Peggy and Dion are next, and then at 10:30, Shane Norling has you with White Sox Weekly. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.